politicians are meeting in Belgium to discuss how Europe's going to deal with the big number of asylum seekers heading here. Meantime, David Cameron's visited a refugee camp in Lebanon. He's been meeting people who fled the war in Syria. An Ashford woman starting a six-year prison sentence for stealing more than £1 million from the firm she worked for. 55-year-old Pauline Barrett from Heywayne Close made around 30 payments into her own account from the London-based oil company. She did it over 4 years. The A&E department at Kent's biggest hospital is struggling to cope. That's according to the health watchdog. Karina's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the Care Quality Commission carried out an inspection of Medway Maritime in August. They found that during the busiest times, patients were waiting too long to see a doctor. The CQC also say they were concerned by the lack of clinical leadership in the emergency department and, of course, the subsequent risk to patient safety. The site in Gillingham's been in special measures since July 2013, and the full findings of the inspection will be published later this year. A statement from the Medway NHS Foundation Trust says that they're aware of the findings and are working with healthcare partners in NHS England to address the issues.
Two men are still being held on suspicion of murder after a suspected stabbing in Margates. A man found injured in Market Place in the early hours of Saturday later died in hospital. Fire crews are working to cut free a man from a lorry after it jackknifed on the M20 near Maidstone. The HGV's partly overturned London-bound near Junction 9. The air ambulance has been called and drivers are being told to expect delays.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told drugs, violence and gang culture are a growing problem at a Kent prison. Sheppey's MP's been speaking after five officers were injured in an incident at Swaleside last week. After a year of recruitment drives, Gordon Henderson's now calling for bigger salaries there. He thinks that would make the job more attractive.
Prison officers, and this is what people forget, are locked up effectively the same way that prisoners are. So they're working in very, very difficult conditions.
Well, the Ministry of Justice says staffing levels there are safe. Police are still looking for a driver after a crash in Sittingbourne, which caused chaos during rush hour. It happened on Church Road in Merston just before 8 this morning. Officers say it looks like a red Ford Focus has been abandoned. A woman's been rescued from a parked car after it was hit by a BMW involved in a police chase near Folkestone. She was taken to hospital following the incident in High Street in Cheriton yesterday afternoon. Meantime, police say investigations are continuing after the BMW was found in Hythe. The new Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn's been dodging questions about appointments to his top team. Chris Giles reports.
Mr Corbyn did say a few words today.
Morning.
Women to the top, Mr Corbyn.
But he ignored questions about women not being offered senior positions like he did leaving Parliament in the early hours.
Why are you not so keen to talk to the media, Jeremy?
There's people bothering me.
His new shadow chancellor, John McDonnell, has refuted claims women have been overlooked.
For most people, the real top jobs are the ones that provide the services of health and education.
Heidi Alexander and Lucy Powell have been given those roles. Among the critics, Labour's Diana Johnson, who says it's disappointing. The top positions like Home and Foreign Secretary are dominated by men.
An 18-year-old man's been arrested after a police helicopter search over Maidstone. Officers say the teenager's being held on suspicion of drug offences. He was stopped at around 1 o'clock this morning. A teenager from Margate's urging other young adults to practice safe sex. Connor Ayres has teamed up with the charity Fixers to make a video encouraging people to use contraception. The 19-year-old told us why.
I wanted to make this video because of where I live, there's loads of underage sex and people, young people having babies and they don't understand the long-term conditions about it.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and rains delayed the start of Kent's final county championship match of the season against Gloucestershire. It was due to start at 10:30. Now with the rest of the day's sports, here's Nicola.
Well, Novak Djokovic has won the US Open tennis final after a thrilling four-set encounter with Roger Federer. The 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4 victory gave Djokovic three of this year's four Grand Slam titles, and Djokovic says it was tough going.
One thing is actually to prepare yourself mentally, the other thing is to actually experience it on the court. It's so difficult to play against Roger in finals of Grand Slam, but you know, obviously winning against one of my biggest rivals is a great achievement and great win, and I try to enjoy it now.
Rugby now, and England announced their team later for Friday's World Cup opener. They start against Fiji at Twickenham. And a Kent golf course is due to host a Ryder Cup style tournament for injured servicemen and women and veterans this weekend. The Simpson Cup, which started in 2012, is going to be taking place at Royal St George's near Sandwich, which has previously staged the Open. It'll get underway away with an opening ceremony and flypast by a Spitfire on the 20th.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablets and PC with kentonline.co.uk.